I'm Sam Edwards. I'm third generation cure master from S. Wallace Edwards & Sons in Surrey, Virginia. We support the Heritage Radio Network because we believe in the cause and what they're doing. They're supporting family-raised livestock, small family farms, certified humane, pasture-raised, antibiotic-free. Basically, we take the products from Heritage Foods USA and make them into Serrano-style hams, prosciutto-style hams, bacon, sausage, like my grandfather did. You can find us at SurreyFarms.com or VirginiaTraditions.com.
We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Snacky Tunes, final episode of the year 2010. You were the best. That was just One to Pray by you guys?
By Max Skiba and Snacks.
By Max Skiba and Snacks.
That's a different remix.
on the Big Different Remix, getting fed information live on Snacky Tunes. Yeah, I'm Terry Diabolik, one half your host, Finger of the Pulse, sitting with me in a nice, I'm going to say blue? Is it blue or black? Sweater. It doesn't matter.
They can't see it.
DJ Never Forget!
Yeah.
Woo!
I thought I was going to be the color man today, and you were going to be the straight man.
That's the great thing about Snacky Tunes. You get two color men. There's no straight guy.
Welcome to our last episode of 2010. It's been a really awesome year, and we are not going to do a lame duck episode. We're going to pack it in just like the Democratic Congress.
Yeah, I got voted down. I wanted to do a best of.
Yeah, and I said...
We're passing bills.
I said, forget best of. Let's just make another great episode. So we have Beg to Differ live in studio. They are slamming on some pizza and calzone.
That calzone looks hot.
Getting ready for the second half of the show. But first up,
we have Alicia from NY Bike Club. Alicia, welcome.
Thank you.
So, for those who don't know what NY Bike Club is, it is a...
We are a underground supper club, gastronomic speakeasy type of operation. We specialize in multi-course tasting menus in undisclosed locations.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing. So what type of locations are these undisclosed locations usually?
Mostly residential. We've done some dinners in mixed buildings, warehouses, lofts, and such, but pretty much mostly residential buildings.
Does the location dictate the meal?
No, not at all. No.
Do you, for warehouses, do you bring in your own cooking equipment
yes,
and everything?
Yes, we have done that.
So do you, which one's easier? Which one do you like doing more?
Places that already have kitchens.
Yeah, right.
That already have kitchens and outlets and electricity that, you know.
We got a hot plate and a garden hose.
What's one of, like, the most MacGyver situations you've been in for your dinner?
A warehouse with no outlets that worked. And coming in with hot plates and...
Oh, so that wasn't a joke?
No, that wasn't a joke. No, we actually found an outlet and we had to run to Home Depot and get about... We were on the fifth floor. We had to get six 25-foot extension cord cables and a big surge, and we ran it up the fire escape. And
I feel like that's such like a New York supper club thing. It's like, yeah, like this is a problem that really should never exist. Like I'm trying to do, excuse me, do you have any extension cables? I'm trying to do a dinner party in a warehouse
for a bunch of... For 45 people.
For 45 people.
I have 30 people waiting for miso soup
yeah.
with challah breadcrumbs.
They're like, I don't understand.
Right.
So your menus are really exciting and they're very diverse and they're big menus. Can you talk to me about how where the inspiration comes from, who cooks them, how you do, you know, the course pairings?
Sure. My husband and I, at the time, my boyfriend, met. I'm petrified of flying, and we have to go to Las Vegas every year for work. So we would drive from Vegas to New York.
What?
Basically eating our way across the U.S.
That's kind of awesome.
That's awesome.
That's we've not even kind of. It's really awesome.
Yeah, we've done that about seven times.
Do you take different routes or...
Different route every time.
That's
Miss
amazing.
Katrina by 9 hours. We were in New Orleans.
Wow. I guess you took the road to love, right?
Took the road to love.
Did you get married in Vegas?
No, we actually got married in Piedmont, Italy during truffle season. Drank some Barolo.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Okay, but there's a question.
Someone who likes food.
Wait, to beg to differ, what would be the music equivalent of getting married to someone like they did?
At truffle season.
I would forego that and just go. Okay,
yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, we had a 40 at a Todd P. show.
You could say like, Graceland maybe?
That's yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So wait, so the inspiration, so you, boyfriend, now husband.
Boyfriend, now husband. We ate our way across America seven, maybe eight times, all different routes, and really exposed ourselves to everything from low country to Rocky Mountain oysters in Montana and the whole bet.
I know that we're getting off topic, but we actually, when we were in Chicago this summer, we ate duck balls.
Yeah, had them.
Yeah, so how do they compare to Rocky Mountain oysters?
They're a lot smaller.
Right. No, I mean, I understand that the size, I meant, is there like a flavor difference, a consistency difference?
Yeah, no, duck was probably a little less offensive. I wasn't a big fan.
They were pretty offensive.
Oh my god, yeah. Duck was, I mean, and these were sous vide. They weren't fried, so they definitely, they were.
Sous vide, I'm not sure. That's
yeah. It was, it were like,
that
oh.
That texture had to be fairly interesting.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
you know, it was just like, it's like we had to go, anyway, so, back on subject. Inspiration. So you're eating across America, falling in love.
Falling in love, eating great food, going to places, not high end at all. Like, just great, great spots. And also not only loving eating, but loving cooking. So right. as soon as we would get home, we wanted to try to make everything.
That's great.
So we made everything, got inspired, would have things and say, oh, but this would be really good this way. And this would be, what if we added this? And we were doing that. And then having really large dinner parties, we got so out of hand with our dinner parties where we would go out to dinner and invite like our waitress over for dinner.
Right.
Like it was, it was just, we needed people to come and eat our food that we had just tried and been inspired to make. And then eventually that just snowballed where our friends were like, oh, it's my parents' birthday or their anniversary or, you know, can I have 20 people over and you can make. And then it just went and developed from there.
And so when did you get started? When did you say the official first dinner was?
February of 2007, I want to say.
Okay.
So before, so like, you know, before supper clubs were a huge trend.
No, that was, I think that was right when, like, that I think when you really saw a surge. That yeah. was right then.
We came right when Whisk and Ladle were coming out and all those guys.
Does your supper club play nicely with other supper clubs?
We were not involved in that big thing that happened about a year ago.
Oh, the five. Yeah, right.
We've been on a hiatus for 2 years.
Okay.
And as of last week, we're back. So do we play nicely? Yes, but we haven't had a chance to yet.
So. Oh.
Okay. So that's an open invite right there.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, let's take a musical pause.
Great.
Pause. And we'll come back and we'll get into some more of the dirt and the behind the scenes of running a supper club in New York City.
Great.
We I don't think we have a sponsor today.
We have to have a sponsor.
Let's just thank Heritage.
Let's thank Heritage. Let's take a moment to really thank Heritage for making our year and this year awesome and letting us hang out with all these awesome food and music people.
Yeah, that's great.
And I also want to thank them for the 20-pound ham that's sitting in our freezer.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just sitting there because it's... It's wrapped because
I don't know what two Jews are going to do with a 20-pound ham.
Yeah. I know, but like, there's like, oh, okay, I'll have an extra serving, and then there's still 18 pounds of ham. All right, so here we go. We got Two Door Cinema Club, Cigarettes in the Theater.
Really?
Yeah.
I sent it to
you. Yeah, you love it. Look yeah. at that grin. All right, Snacky Tunes, Finger in the Pulse, we're coming back with Alicia from NY Bike Club on HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Bam.
Bam. $2 Tipper Club.
I think that if we didn't discover like house music and disco, or we'd been a little bit younger, we just would have been like power pop punk kids.
I mean, that's what we listen to.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
Southern
really,
not, not kids.
I mean, yeah, but less, you know, the Paramore and the My Chemical Romance. Like, we're like, oh, you haven't heard blah blah blah, and just, you know, some small.
Our haircuts would be dumber.
Well, let's be honest, brother. There's not much hair on either side to work with.
I'm getting old anyway. Irish band, Tudor Cinder Club, Singers in Theater. We are joined by the lovely Alicia from NY Bike Club, talking about all things underground and eating and things like that. And there comes some risks when you do underground suburb clubs.
A few, yeah.
Talk to me about some of maybe your narrow escapes or anything like that, or any legal troubles, or, you know, you guys move locations, so.
We move locations, which I think is imperative. We have a pretty hefty selection process where if you want to become a member, you go on our website, www.newyorkbikeclub.com, and there's a questionnaire that you have to fill out, and a lot of people like just give their name and they don't say where they work, or they give their phone number, and then
they don't get in.
I
think it took me a couple months to get into the Whisk and Ladle Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I just waited until he got in. I was like, hey everybody.
I think
I'm a little nervous about that stuff too, because because it's not legal, so you want to make sure that you got like the right person that's not gonna narc you out,
right?
DOH.
and in today's age, everything's on the internet. So I could Google any name, and if your name's Paul Smith, and that's all you're giving me, and there's a Paul Smith that works, you know, at the Department of Health, or is some big guru real estate guy, like, you're not getting in.
You know what? I'm not against. I'll be honest. For the dinner parties that we've thrown into, I'm not against mixing up and having some of those real estate people, if only for the fact, because, like, I'm kind of curious how you heard about this, and it's not, no offense to any of us, sitting around the table with, like, 16 foodies talking about, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Pinot they had at, you know.
But you have a pretty diverse crowd.
Oh, our crowd is very diverse.
Talk to me about people.
We have lawyers, we have investment bankers, we have CEOs, we have artists, we have guys that, one of our very frequent customers is a guy who has a piece at Sundance every year.
Amazing.
So, I mean, it's very, and that's the part that we really like, because so many times you go to a restaurant and it's in this neighborhood where everyone's an investment banker,
right,
or everyone's a lawyer, or, and it's really just a melting pot of people that all just have a very similar interest of food.
Have you had any romances come of your dinner parties?
Yeah,
I would love to hear about that.
It's not something we. I mean, there are some events where everyone's a pair, and then there are some events where we'll have six singles and they go to the single table, and whatever happens, happens. haven't really kept in touch, but we've seen people.
It'd be great to cater
together
their wedding.
Yeah, we haven't been asked to do that yet. We've done weddings, but not weddings that have stemmed from.
We've had some of the dinner parties. We've had like just strangers will meet, like, oh, your friend blah 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 was there, like, would you mind if I could like get her number, and just, you know,
would you uncork that wine?
Yeah nothing says like foie gras and a cab and some like a little New York loneliness to toss it all in.
So your menus, I know we talked a little bit about the inspiration of how you got started, but
right,
you know, what type of food do you cook? Is there a set sort of genre, or do you change it? Is like one time you'll do Indian, or a menu will be like Indian and Mexican and Pakistani or whatever?
It's definitely not ethnically. There's no set system,
mm-hmm.
in that way. It's definitely more seasonal. We know our farmers.
Mm-hmm.
We know where we're getting things from. We go. You guys go to Montreal? I read that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We go to Montreal.
That new farmers market's incredible, right?
Atwater, Jean Talon. We go. We get all our, not all our meats, but a lot of our meats at Prince Noir. We get the cheese, because Canada has a lot better cheese than New York does, and we throw out the spare tire, and we stuff the spare tire hole with stuff. And
oh, yeah, because you can't bring that stuff back.
Wait.
That's funny.
Oh.
You're really towing the edge there.
Yeah, that's good. Well, they have, like, this amazing mother's milk-fed baby goat. Amazing.
So, wait, do you bring back goats from Canada?
No. Pieces of goats. They won't fit in the.
In my mind, I just saw a goat stuffed in a tire and went, that might add a lot of stress levels to it before.
Yeah.
So you two do the cooking.
Yeah. Me and my husband do the cooking, and we have waiters, and we have a reservationist who...
Oh, that's cool.
Who I think you spoke with when we were when we were booking. And
yes.
Yeah. So it's just sort of taken off.
So what's a prep time look like for you? So you have a dinner, let's say, 8 p.m. on Saturday. When do you start prepping for that dinner?
Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. Shopping and whatnot and cooking and...
Cooking, yeah. Wednesday, Thursday. Everything's delivered by about Wednesday, except for stuff that can't be and we need it fresh. Like we do, we've done some, this is not local at all, but langoustines from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So those will come. They're live. Like you open the box and the antlers. All these things are like coming out.
Did I make it to the land of freedom?
Yeah. But like, yeah, all the. But we do it with a grubiche sauce, and we're doing like these amazing herbs that we get from this guy, and it's really great.
Roy knows about herbs from a guy. I would like to know what is since we're almost running out of time. Let's like go. What is like one of the highlights, spectacular dishes that you've made, and also in the same vein, what is one of the most colossal failures of a dish that you have made?
Oh, geez. Best dish. That's tough. Everyone likes the 5-spice pork belly. That's really good.
How could you not?
Oh, how could you not? The mulling spice poached pear with foie gras and ginger snap. It's good.
Yes, that does sound delicious.
Saturday, we did a parsnip puree with poached apples and a pork loin. That was good. I'm trying to think. Colossal failures.
I mean, you could talk about dishes that didn't even make it to the table. Or due to the space that you're at, like, just felt like could not be executed.
Razor clams. Razor clams are tough.
Oh, those are tough.
All right. They're small. They get cold really fast. They're good, like the first table that gets the hot one, but when you're
that heating system in that warehouse.
Yeah, cold razor clams, just they're not going to taste good. So
gotcha. So what's on the schedule? What's coming up? And how can people be a part of this?
They should go to our website. They should fill out a membership form in as great detail as they feel comfortable in giving. And
you would say the more open and honest you are, the better chance you have.
Right. Don't get offended if we write you back saying, you know, we need a little bit more info. Like, we wrote that to a guy last week, and he was like, I'm offended by your personal. And we were like, oh, we didn't mean to offend you.
I mean, it's a curation of food as much as is the guest. You don't want to have someone bad in there because it's so intimate. It would change the whole vibe of things.
Absolutely. And we've been very lucky.
Have you had bad guests?
That has not happened. No. We've been very, very fortunate.
Has anyone gotten too rowdy? Do these things get rowdy?
No, not really.
These are not our dinner parties. The thing that I think I love about this, it's sort of this like lawlessness, like party. It's this like crazy event. Like it's very intimate.
It's very intimate
in a way that like that you don't get in New York. It unleashes a few things. Things happen.
I think, you know, we don't jam-pack people in. It's roomy. It's certainly cozy, but it's not like people are sitting one on top of the other one.
How many people usually come?
About 30.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dining room. A big dining room, and you have space. Your elbows aren't banging into some other guy. There's not, like, oodles and oodles of bourbon pouring, so everyone's staying somewhat.
And cost, what are we, because I know it's, everyone's like...
Varies. It varies based on the menu.
And how many courses do you normally get?
It depends. We could do a 5-course tasting menu. We could do a 12-course tasting menu. It really depends on the night.
And you do private events and catering as well, right?
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, Alicia, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I know that one day we will get it there. So that's nybiteclub.com.
Correct.
Not New York spelled out.
No, not New York spelled out.
So nybiteclub.com, sign up, put your life story on paper.
Yeah.
And
SSN, tax ID.
Check out that singles table.
Yeah, check out the singles table.
You know, maybe you're a couple and you check out the singles table. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, hey, whatever you like.
Well, thanks for joining us. We're going to take a quick musical break, and then we have... Yeah.
Hey guys, real quick, this is Jack, the producer, and I just want to shout out Tommy Button, who donated $100 to Heritage Radio right now during this show.
Oh, hey, Tommy Button.
So, pretty rad.
That is awesome. Tommy Button? Well, that's really funny.
That's his real name.
Yeah, no, there's a guy that we were talking, I think we were talking about him yesterday, Dr. Button. No joke. Anyway, thanks for listening. That is really awesome. Oh, you can't hear it. It's in the headphones.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. We have this weekend was a great revival. Well, I guess revival weekend. Weezer did back-to-back nights of Blue Album and Pinkerton, which we went to.
Both
and
nights.
Roy went to see Prince, who is like, I guess, a constant reinvention of a legacy in motion. So
that's the epitaph.
Yeah.
I'm like, constant reinvention of a legacy
in motion.
In motion.
Well, wow. I guess if you're dead.
Not
in,
yeah.
In perpetuity.
Yeah. So anyway, so we put together a little Weezer tribute three-song Slammaroony set. So sing along if you're home.
And then we got Beg to Differ talking about records, disco, and spinning a live set in a little bit. And food.
Awesome. Thank you. Snacky Tunes, HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
This next one's off our new record called Pinkerton. It's called The Good Life.
When I look in the mirror, can't believe what I see. Tell me, who's that funky dude staring back at me? Broken, beaten down, can't get around without an old man cane. I'm falling, hit the ground, I'm shivering in the cold. I'm bitter and alone. Excuse the bitching, I shouldn't complain. I should have no feeling. this pain. Steve denied me, and everything I want is taken away from me. But who do I got to blame? Nobody but me, and I don't wanna be an old man anymore. It's been a year or two since I was out on the floor, shaking booty, making sweet love all the night. It's time I got back to the good life. I'm a pig, I'm a dog. So excuse me if I drool. I ain't gonna hurt nobody, ain't gonna cause a scene. Just need to admit that I want sugar in my tea.
Hear me,
hear me. I want sugar in my tea, and I don't wanna be an old man anymore. It's been a year or two since I was out on the floor, shaking booty, making sweet love. It's time I got back to the good life. It's time I got back. It's time I got back. And I don't even know how I got off the track. I wanna go back,
I mean, really, I can't believe I have a voice. I think I screamed every word to every song.
You and a bunch of like semi-older white dudes at the Roseland Ballroom.
Back there were so many older dudes.
Racist.
It was, okay. It was like a DFA holiday party. It's true though. It's all dudes. I mean, it's great. You love music.
I think that's appropriate since this will be the last Snacky Tunes we do for a few weeks. We're going to take a couple weeks off to put right.
Which is appropriate?
Holiday. That was the name of the song.
Oh, right. That was on purpose. So I played that song because we're going on holiday.
Even though our holiday's over.
And holiday
is over.
We'll be spending the 2 weeks actually compiling all of the live music performances that we've had in studio, and we will be releasing a free digital comp in February of all the live performances.
Boyfriends and husbands, your girlfriend's going to want this for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Send him a link.
I got you a free indie rock promo CD.
You are selling it very well. But before we get out of here, we're going to have our last musical guest of 2010, which Woo! Is the group Beg to Differ, which is Nick of Mood Music and Roy Dank, a.k.a. my cousin Roy, who is the founder of the Worst Music Company. Welcome to Snacky Tunes, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Is that
Thank
a Stefan Ollie reference?
Is that a... No?
Really? The leading questions. So why don't you give our...
One guy in the studio wants to know.
Yeah. So why don't you give us a brief history of how you two... what's your story?
Do you want me to do this one?
Yeah.
So you guys were on a road trip falling in love.
Right? Yeah. We were driving across country. It was 1972. We've been friends for a very long time. We've DJed together probably for the past, I would say, 6 or 7 years. Probably 6 or 7 years. And Nick and I had loosely talked about making music together. We wound up remixing the same song, doing separate solo remixes called The Groove Is on the Loose by Grayship Davis, an old Detroit soul funk band. Right? Detroit or Chicago? Doesn't matter. and I needed some help fine-tuning it. And so Nick helped me finish that. And that was kind of the nucleus of Beg to Differ. And we had a lot of fun in the studio. We already had like good chemistry, being that we were friends that could actually work together, as opposed to friends that want to beat each other up. Although that happens once in a while.
You need both of those in your lives. Yeah,
kind of. They can be the same people too.
Yeah, and that's true.
But actually, Nick decided to go sow his oats in Berlin for a few months and be a superstar DJ over there.
Where did you play in Berlin?
I played at Weekend and Panorama Bar.
Yes.
And
all over Europe.
Tape. Yeah, I've been to Berlin numerous times.
Did you play, was it Bergenheim with the pee fountain?
I played Panorama Bar is the upstairs
right.
set of Bergheim.
Bergheim, right.
Yeah.
The pee fountain.
So he
didn't play in the lab, though.
Yeah.
So Nick was over there, and eventually, once he got back to New York, we kind of dove almost immediately, well, not immediately, but pretty close to right after he got back into this remix of Detachments, this British post-punk band. And that was really, that was the official birth of Beg to Differ. And then that was last summer, or 2 summers ago at this point. I can't believe it's December and almost January. And we've pretty much been working steadily since. We did that remix at my home studio, and then we got a studio together pretty shortly thereafter. And we've been on the remix train since. And we did some remixes. We did a remix for Warp of this new singer named Lone Lady. We did a remix of a French Afro band called BB Tonga and the Selenites for, oddly enough, Nat Geo. That's National Geographic's record label.
Oh, that's
Yeah, I got to put the vinyl out on Worst, which was great. And the digital's going to come out early in the new year with Tim Goldsworthy mixes and Populette mixes that are pretty killer.
But you
as
know
well.
What? I think James talked about that when he was
he put out the vino
the vino.
He put out the vino of the Pinot and the Dino. He put out the vinyl of the Populette and Goldsworthy mixes, which was pretty cool. And then we've done a bunch of stuff, and we decided to put the focus on making our own music really this fall. That's been really great, because we've been working with this amazingly talented singer named Hillary. Is she Gillette or Johnson this week?
Johnson.
Hillary Johnson. Well, she's sort of in between Nom de Plumes. And, and she's got a really interesting voice, I think, that we tend to think is kind of unique for dance music, and that's kind of where I'm going to leave it. But it's definitely a more pop endeavor than I think either of us have really done, period. We're really excited about that. So we're working on a suite of tunes right now that'll find its way on some label at some point in the new year. We're kind of leaving it at that. But yeah, we've just two of us have been on the road individually a lot, and then this year, well, this coming year, we're going to hit the road a lot together. We're going to Europe in end of February. We'll be on the road for about 3 weeks.
Where are you going in? Where are you going in Europe?
We're going doing Munich, Brussels,
Lisbon,
Paris, and then there's some other dates that probably London will come through, and
Bucharest.
Yeah, hopefully Amazing. Bucharest. That's, are you listening to this, Bogdan? Bogdan, we're coming to Bucharest, and you better have a party for us to play.
Well, what are you looking to eat? What are you looking to eat on the road? In Europe?
Oh man, I've got some. I've already got some favorites. I was actually in Brussels in November or at end of October, and I had the best steak of my entire life, and I honestly think it wasn't.
Done?
What's that?
How was it cooked?
It was pretty damn rare. I mean, it was like, I thought I heard mooing in the back. The funny thing is Brussels, well, Belgium in particular, obviously it's a big steak country. It wasn't even a steak restaurant. It was actually a seafood restaurant, but I was kind of jonesing the steak, and being that I was in Brussels, went in Brussels. And I don't even think it was necessarily the preparation that made it so good. It was just the quality of the meat. It was phenomenal. I barely used any of the Bernays sauce or this special butter.
But would you go back there? Because it was already so permeable.
Maybe. No, actually, I would go there for the seafood. Because if the steak was that good there, the seafood's bound to be better. I want to go back there. I definitely want to.
Actually, we talked to, who was that? We saw the executive chef from the Lure Bar, which is like a fish bar.
Yeah,
talking,
I've been there.
And he was talking about how they put a burger on the menu. Which was, they're like, well, if we're going to put a burger on it, if our seafood's this good, we have to make it a phenomenal burger. And then he, like, won best burger in
Yeah, it is good. Yeah. Oh, it's really good.
And they opened up that burger spot, they opened up B&B 2 months ago.
I think fish probably takes a lot more delicate preparation. Finesse. And I think to bring that, I mean, not to get, like, super nerdy, but other places I want to eat, I did not get to go to the biodynamic kebab place that Nick went to in Berlin and has been raving about.
So what's this, Nick?
It's a Turkish place that has doner made from grass-fed, free-range meat.
In Berlin. Is the price the same or is it?
It's a little bit more. It's like four euro.
Oh, God, no.
I don't know if we can go for that.
Is the white sauce locally sauce? Sorry.
I don't know.
It's not my German much about white sauce. Yeah.
Did it taste better?
Absolutely. It's like a world of difference.
I mean, and your body doesn't hurt as much after.
It doesn't hurt at all.
Where were
I mean,
we?
It's really fine.
Yeah.
God, I leave and I'm like tingling. It's amazing. Ooh.
Where we get that from? Warsaw? That, we got that giant.
Are you sure we're like breaking down barriers here?
Right?
This place?
The Warsaw, the one we got in Warsaw?
Yeah.
It was giant and it was like the small. And it was like, oh my God, I have a tiny baby in my hand.
Yeah.
So why don't we get you guys on the decks?
Sounds good.
Oh, is it time? It's time.
Can I talk about sausages and schnitzel in Munich really quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just did.
Oh, that's it. I really, really love me a good schnitzel.
Yeah, go to Munich, man. Bavarian cuisine at its finest. Although I've been told the other smaller cities around there are even better.
Maybe a day trip. Do you have time for a day trip?
I might, because I might stay to hang out there.
And are you guys going to DJ together? Are you going to tag team?
We're going to tag team. We're
on tour.
Both.
we're not ever actually going to tag team. We're going to always be on the decks at the exact same time. So we've got this like kind of weird dance move where like one of our arms goes under the other. No, I'm kidding.
I like it. Pop and lock. All right. So Beg the Difference is going to get on the decks. I'm going to drop us about 20 minutes.
Do you want to talk while I set up, or you should set up?
I think we just got a shout out from Professor Cathook.
What?
I don't know.
What is that?
It's a Dr. Buttons riff. It didn't come out very well.
No, that.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
It was
I like buttons though.
I am
mother of pearl.
Trying to fill that dead air with some patter, it really failed. Anyway, Snacky Tunes. I'm going to step down as the color man for us today. Never forget.
Are we live? Is this live or is it pre-recorded? Wow.
Live. All right, here we go.
This is awesome. The things I learned in the studio.
Live DJ set here on Snacky Tunes. Take it away.
closer than one be next to two. If that ain't close, then I'll eat my shoe. I'm just trying to tell you I'm in love with you. I gotta get next to you, closer than one be next to two. If that ain't close, then I'll eat my shoe. I'm just trying to tell you I'm in love with you. We'll be right back.
That is great. That is a fantastic song. What is that song?
It's called Lonely in Space by Anthony Mansfield and Talim Klein out in the Bay.
Man,
yeah. The Bizzles.
That's really good. We'll wait for the okay for them, but when you can send it our way, please do.
Will do, for sure.
So who else are we hearing there? What else was in the mix?
The last song was our new friend Slow Hands. Shouts to Ryan. That's called Bell of the Ball, and that is my absolute favorite song right now. So consider yourself warned, Ryan.
And public.
And then before that was a new song on Solar Disco. Lord of the Isles is the alias.
Tales of the Rogue Synth.
That's correct.
Just got that this morning, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, we're really big fans of the arpeggio here at Beg to Differ HQ. And the first song was New Harvey.
Amazing. Yeah.
Locusolus.
The last of the Locusolus
EPs before the album.
So as it is end of year, do you guys have any planned resolutions for the next year?
I don't think we can talk about that on the air.
Okay, fair enough. So what we can talk about is if I wanted to find you guys, how would I find you? MySpace, Twitter, Facebook?
We are on MySpace. There's nothing up. And that's just MySpace.com, Beg to Differ NYC. But does anyone go on MySpace?
No, I don't think so. Okay. No. I think our player on MySpace is our SoundCloud.
I went to check it when they did the new music pages, and it was so annoying that I just gave it like a 1 second toss off. But we're on Facebook, Beg to Differ NYC as well. And
what book? Stop with that joke. My resolution is that joke.
He
makes it every week.
It's new to me, so okay. You know, you've got at least three or four more times.
Thank you. And then, someone.
There's always some Beg to Differ stuff on the worst site, which is theworstwebsite.com.
And eventually there will be some on the Nick Ciccone website once I get it updated, which hasn't been a long time.
That's his resolution.
You know, that's my resolution.
His resolution for 2009.
If there is somebody out there who would be willing just to like run and manage web pages for DJs and things like that,
yeah,
like
I think
at the end of
the
day, I'm sitting in front of a computer, the last thing I want to do is add new friends on Facebook or anything.
Yeah. Get an intern, dude.
Huh?
Get an intern.
Yeah, intern. Oh, but then you got to check their work, and it's just so much...
Yeah.
So what are you guys gonna what's the last song we're gonna play for the show for 2010? Hold on, wait a second. Why don't we add a little niceties? What are you doing for Christmas and New Year's?
I am actually gonna be having a Jewish studio session with my fellow Jewish producer, my friend Adam.
Chinese food
college friend.
Involved?
I imagine if I haven't seen Tron by that day, we're going to eat some cookies and go see Tron in 3D.
Made with like macaroons?
No, with chocolate.
Made with a special herb.
And we're going to go, I don't know what you're talking about. We're going to work just those 2 days and just like keep it mellow.
How good is that Tron soundtrack?
It's pretty dope what I've heard. I haven't listened to all of it. I mean, I'm pretty excited. It was a pretty shrewd move, whoever put that together. I don't think it was Disney
people. I think it was Kanye. All right, and
Kanye is behind Tron, everything interesting in pop. So
yeah,
I wouldn't
Kanye
be surprised.
Is Tron.
He did get.
I love Kanye.
Yeah, and what are you gonna do for the New Year's holiday season?
I will actually be home hosting, co-hosting with my girlfriend, her family, and some.
You're not hosting. You're just having people over.
Well, we're hosting a dinner.
Yeah, that's hosting. That's hosting.
Greg and Darren are hosting this radio show.
No.
We are hosting a dinner. There's going to be 11 people.
I'm shooting down
his
elevation of the process.
So some families coming from California and
very nice.
Some friends.
That is the definition of hosting. Hosting. Are you putting people up?
No.
Oh. I was going to...
Fans there, see?
I still think he's hosting. All right, so what is the final song that you're going to take us out with?
You can say it.
No, you can say it. I want you to say it.
BB.
We're doing our last release. Actually, our next to last release, because our new one just came out. It's the thing I mentioned earlier. It's a remix of Be Africa by BB Tanga and the Selenites. It'll be out on Nat Geo early New Year, and it's already out on vinyl on Worst. And it's friggin' awesome.
Awesome.
I do say so myself.
Well, thank you guys for... You guys want to queue it up, and we'll close out the show. Thank you, Beg to Differ. Alicia from NY Bike Club. That's nybikeclub.com. Check it out. Apply to be a member. It's totally worth it. Big shout out to all the guests we had this year, to Jack Kinsley and Rec Tech. We will miss your presence in the studio. Shout out to Roberta's for feeding us, to Heritage for providing us with a great thing. And we'll be back second Monday in January with a whole new year of Snacky Tunes.
Yeah, and if there's anything you want to know about the show, or if you have an interesting story or band, or you just want to send us cookbooks or pork products, write us at music@fotpnyc.com for all of those things, including...
We'll take pork products, too.
Yeah. Pork products for everybody this Christmas season.
All right. Here we go.